Elysian Wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Botched! We murdered the fish man, we saved the priest, we set a room on fire, and we have covered the church in poison millet to defend us from the geese. Gooses. Goosey eye.
And
gustapods.
Goosen.
Goosem.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 44th episode of our fourth season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start where we left off last time as the group is huddled into the church, kind of sort of barricading themselves in there, trying to figure out what to do next.
I'm still adamant that we need to arm and train homeless.
Skies are getting a little darker outside.
Father?
Yes?
You got to give us some guidance here. We've been through a lot, we don't know what we're doing, and we kind of are just Mr. Magooing our way through the city.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the fish people were gathering souls.
Yep, got that.
Mm-hmm. To summon Cthulhu.
Yep, got that too.
Cousin Hat. Yes.
Cover your mouth.
I think that's what's going on.
How do we stop that from happening?
Well, there's a couple ways. Kill all the monsters. I wouldn't recommend that.
That's a long time.
We should have been doing that 3 days ago.
What if we put out a sign that said, free hugs for monsters?
But it's just a Montana Jackson in a grenade suit?
It leads to an Iron Maiden.
A chokey?
Kill all the humans. Oh. Then there won't be any souls left.
Well, that'll just absorb them faster.
I think Goose is
We kill death itself. You could kill death itself?
I'd rather roll answer.
You could figure
Dave,
out a way.
Was
way
I a good boy?
Those.
And he'll be like, no, I heard you were the best. And then you shoot him in the head.
Okay. And the other way is to stop the soul suckers.
How do you do that?
Soul suckers incorporated.
I don't know. I didn't build
it. He doesn't suck souls. He sucks little boys.
Hey.
Hey.
Conjecture.
God bless you.
Oh, conjecture.
You trying to say hearsay, Father?
Sure.
Heresy?
Babylonians.
He has no idea how to stop the soul-sucking machine. He would say smash it, but you said that when you smashed it, you blew up everything, so.
Do you think the cleansing power of fire would stop it, Father?
Probably not. But you can try it. I don't know. Okay. Your best bet is probably get one of them to tell you how to do it.
Has anyone talked to Nadir?
Oh, he gone.
He left. He moved away.
He went to the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Trying to sell
maybe.
Time.
He went on vacay.
What if we got the really fat soul and it clogged up the machine?
Well, if there was only a really fat guy in our party.
You know a fatter guy, though.
I'm not.
Isn't that guy
that
who does
fat.
The sewer system? Isn't he? Francis? He's real fat.
Oh, so you're familiar with Francis?
Everybody's
he
familiar with Fatty
Francis.
Francis'
name, but he doesn't remember ours.
It came to me.
He came on you.
So, do we want to find a fish person and have an hour-long torture porn session?
Oh my God, we could redo that and make all of our listeners very uncomfortable, which I would not be opposed to. I do love me some torture montage porn.
Swamp torture.
Swamp torture.
Oh, it's a swamp torture episode.
It's slightly different than normal torture in that
don't
there are swamps involved.
It's
don't
reeds.
Don't try to resist, fish man. The gator tooth always finds the truth.
The gator juice? Is that what
the
you
gator
said?
Tooth.
Oh, you gator tooth.
As you rip his asshole open, I don't know. Maybe just an idea.
Okay.
With the gator tooth.
The gator juice
he's
always finds the truth.
He's just throwing out ideas, okay?
Did you know?
There are no bad ideas.
For torture, no.
Just bad people.
Did and you know what? We will try any torture method at least once. Just to see how it
True.
Feels.
Thorough.
I don't like this plan at all.
All right, let's go torture us a fish man.
So you're going to go back to the asylum.
All right, well, Tedsworth is going to have to be the bait.
I don't like this idea. but I'm a team player.
Okay.
Always looking for the admiration and love of the elder peoples around me.
That's what I say at work every day.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
That's terrible.
What about if we just waited for that island to come and fight Cthulhu on his home court?
I mean, I suppose you could fight an elder god.
I could talk to him at least.
Sure you could. I'm sure a giant deity hell-bent on world domination would love to have a tea-time chat with you.
Well, really, no, I think he's going to challenge him to a rap battle.
A rap battle?
Yeah.
Like wrapping things up? Like a gift wrapping battle?
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
I can do both.
Can you do both at the same time?
Of course I can. It's
can you rap about rapping?
Yeah, I can.
I don't think the Sneeze Man is going to be able to do that.
I don't know the lyrical skills of Cthulhu.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Rhymes in Sneeze. That elder language. You'd be a fool to challenge him on his home turf.
It's just crazy enough to work.
So crazy, it just mad to work.
I give a luck point to anyone who can name that movie.
Pretty in Pink.
It's not that.
Requiem for a Dream.
Definitely not that.
Oh.
They've said that in so many movies. You got to be a little more specific.
I used an accent.
So crazy.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
The one with the guy who dressed up as a turtle.
If you know the name of it.
Master of Disguise.
There you go. Which you already said the wrong answer.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So I'm going to give it to Milton.
No.
Master of Disguise.
Milton, you got a luck point.
I want to use it to get my pizza.
I hate puzzles.
Ding, ding, ding. A pizza shows up at the church.
I open up the door and knock it out of his hands.
But a goose.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm delivering a pizza here.
It was just crazy enough to work, wasn't it? And I slam the door shut.
He's like, whatever. He just leaves. Agitated.
I don't actually want to do that.
Well, you already said it. How much you want from me?
Plays progressed.
I'm just kidding. Well, whatever you want with it.
Let's grab us a fish man.
Okay.
If I can remember correctly, they didn't speak English that good?
Yeah, but fish you men? Can speak cult.
They had German accents. Kinda.
As
it changed. No, when it was fishmen, they just changed into like a normal generic accent.
Well, then how are you guys going to talk? Can I talk? Would my ability to talk to old gods allow me to talk to a fish?
You'd be
person.
Able to speak to it in a language that nobody else would recognize.
Okay, get us a fishman.
Could we, what if we allied ourselves with the goose so he could sneak around the compound and with fish food, and when the fish man sees the fish food and gets all excited, the goose could spring the trap, tonk, and catch him in a net, like a fish in a net. And then we could,
you don't have
use
a goose
our,
with you right now.
A harpoon cannon on the back of our car.
Just let him go. He's rolling.
Let's
keep
say,
going.
Where's he going.
I like
keep
where
going.
This is heading. Yep. Please continue.
Continue.
Can you go for like the next 10 minutes?
I'll try.
Go until break, and then we will
he's
montage
diagrams.
Doing this.
He's drawn all up.
Pepe I mean, Sylvia could, the fuck out of this, man.
We could get us a harpoon cannon on the back of our car, and then the goose could put fish food right outside the insane asylum with a net that brings it to the roof. And then when the goose goes honk, the fish people say, huh? And go outside and see, ooh, fish food. And they go, hum, yum, 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 and they eat the fish food. And meanwhile, the goose goes honk and cuts the rope. So the net brings it to the ceiling, and which will be our signal to fire the harpoon cannon off the back of our... Because you put the knife in the bill of the goose.
Honk.
He can saw back and forth. Honk, honk, honk.
They are known to do that.
He can saw back and forth. Anyway.
I've seen him gut a pig.
And then.
You didn't see how he cut the pig.
Yeah,
but
well,
I know
he did it.
Yeah,
so
he did it.
If you can cut a pig, you can cut a rope. Anyway. That's what Grandpappy always used to say.
Okay.
You remember Bradley.
You're goddamn right I do, brother cousin.
And then when the net brings him to the roof, he'll be dangling up there going fish noise thing.
They will and be they'll have such fear that they will have to answer our questions, correct?
Well, no, I was going to say we could then harpoon him with the harpoon cannon.
They're like fish out of water.
Yeah, Because he'd be in the air.
Uh-huh.
And then we drive away.
Which is not their natural element.
No, it is not. It's the opposite, I do believe.
So they're weak in this state when they are in air.
And then when we're driving away, he's dragging behind the car.
Uh-huh.
He's very in pain. And then we stop, put him in the trunk, bring him to the church.
Do we perhaps
holy signals,
drop down, flip it, and reverse it?
And then we can tell him about the history of gators.
Uh-huh. I do have a lot of knowledge about that.
Mm-hmm. How they've remained unchanged for millions of years before the dinosaurs.
Because they're a perfect killing machine.
Exactly. And then you show him the tooth, and
uh-huh.
he'll goop himself with that goopy goop. Fish material.
Uh-huh.
The slime, and then we'll get all the information we need.
Now, are we going to find that information in his goop?
Well, screaming in between the gooping, because he'll be talking to our little friend here,
uh-huh.
who can speak Dagon, I believe. Dagonese, if I'm saying that right.
No, you correctly. Are. You could. Keep going.
Right.
Just keep rolling with it, buddy.
And then,
you're on a roll. This is good.
Then we'll have all the information we need.
Oh, I thought he was going to have more to that.
But first, I mean, we could purify him with fire afterwards, I suppose. But
I'm Babylonians.
Yeah, nice and clean.
I mean, I see nothing that could go wrong with this.
That sounds like a solid plan.
Okay, so you have all this material?
We need fish food and rope and a harpoon gun.
Well, there's that local pet shop across the street from the church that will probably have your fish food, and I think everything else is here in the basement of the church.
Yeah, we
correct.
Just need a big fish net and some rope and a pulley system and some rocks.
And a harpoon gun.
And a harpoon can.
No, we got that.
Oh.
It's in the basement.
It's true.
I saw it.
It's down there
mm-hmm.
from
down
Sven's,
in the armaments where all the
Sven's
yeah.
harpoon Imperium.
Mm-hmm.
It just appears.
And I got pocketfuls of bloodworms. That's fish food.
I love bloodworm.
Why do you have pocket full of bloodworms?
Why not?
All right. That's fair.
He's a...
pocket worms.
He's a...
Snacks.
Well, you know, he's a...
Well, yeah.
A dirt professor.
A dominatrix.
And in lieu of getting the goose to help us, we could also just train the gerbils to gnaw through the rope, as I'm sure they already do.
I have put them through a rigorous training that I feel if we train them for something else, they will lose their way, and they will not follow the enlightening path of being ammunition.
Well, you have infinite number of gerbils, so you really only need a couple.
Yeah, but
to
I mean,
break the way
they will, it will enter their DNA, and then I'll have to have two separate.
Oh, so they respawn?
No, but it's ingrained in them.
Respawn. You are
trauma.
But if you separate them entirely from the other gerbils, wouldn't what they know be separate? Are they a hive mind gerbil?
Well, then I would have to separate them into separate different
yeah, get another
groups.
Pack.
And I'm against segregation, sir.
From the south?
Anywhere. I believe that all humankind should be one.
But they're gerbils.
We are the world. Something like that.
They're not mankind.
Well, they have souls.
Are you trying
souls.
To sing P.O.D., brother?
Do they?
We are the youth of the nation.
We are the
gerbils
no, of
the nation. No, it's that terrible fucking Christian song. We are the world, and there's like, it's like super, a bunch of famous people sing along
oh,
with
Father
it.
Oh, Father Beers, you know it.
Yeah,
sing
you,
it.
You know
sing
it.
Sing it, Father Beers.
I have no idea what you're talking
we
about.
We are the world.
He's got it.
We are the people.
See?
See, you taught me that
it.
Song.
I spaced out after he said something about a goose cutting a rope. I've sort of just been staring at that wall over there, contemplating the rest of my probably short existence.
Have you not seen the goose, Father?
No. Wait, yes, I have seen a goose. There was a goose, but you killed it.
It keeps
That's
coming
not the
back.
Only one. He are destroyed
sure
our car.
Of the
yeah,
time travel
ready,
thing?
Ready, watch this. Ready? I'm going to do a stealth check.
You mean destroyed your car? It's out front.
I'll join you.
Let's stealth. Everybody
right,
stealth.
I'm stealthing.
This goo is going to
I got
come
13. No, I got more than 13. I got an 18.
I got a 14.
Beerus is
I got
not
12.
Very stealthy. Why
are we stealthing?
We're summoning the goose.
That's how you do it. Every time you do it, you get stealthy. The goose shows up.
So you guys are being quiet, but there's no
nat
goose.
Nat 20.
Where did Montana Jackson go?
Yeah, about nat 20.
Where did he go?
Where did he go
I'm under
now?
A pew.
It's like he's talking directly to my brain.
I'm behind the altar.
I don't see a goose anywhere.
I think he is the church. He has become. He melded with it.
I am the church.
He can melt into stone, and he became the church. This is now no longer holy ground. It has been tainted with science
and dynamite.
I don't see a goose, guys.
Let me look out the window.
Just wait a second.
There's no
perception.
The
check.
Doors are closed, guys.
I look out the door.
I listen with a 9.
I mean, there's some dead geese from you just putting millet out there, so just rando birds are dead.
Oh, yeah,
it's not even just geese.
So what's happening is we're summoning it, and it gets hungry.
And it dies.
And it dies.
Oh, it's not even just geese. Mm-hmm. It's a whole pile of different types of birds. You got pigeons. You got geese, ducks.
Geese.
Gulls. Finches. Rats.
Yeah.
They're all geese.
Everything's dead. You just have a pile of death, like sandbags around the outside of the church.
I think we're summoning Sneeze Demon. With our millet.
Is this us?
I think we're doing it.
Okay, look.
It's getting darker outside, by the way.
Okay, let's just go. I'll be bait. I'll pretend I'm a goose, and then we don't even need the goose.
I'm gonna collect all the millet.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Well, we have to stop killing all the
things. Oh, because all the souls are going.
we're charging
his sneeze. This is how All Souls Day started. All the souls that we have are going into the Sneeze Man. What's his name?
The Sneeze Man cometh.
Cthulhu.
God bless you. Cover your mouth.
God bless you.
Okay, let's just...
What if we doused the souls in cayenne pepper, and then it would cause the soul machine to sneeze and therefore break?
No, then they just become slightly spicier.
How do you douse a soul in cayenne pepper? You can't see it.
Ah, but, well, cayenne
pepper,
maybe
you
can't.
Can you see souls?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Souls in here.
Maybe not cayenne pepper, Father, but
oh God, what's
ghost
he say now?
Pepper. A ghost pepper you could use.
Holy shit, brother, cousin, you have found it.
I don't think that's how
you
that works.
You poisoned the Sneeze Man with the ghost pepper, and you know it's known that elder beings cannot handle their spite. Like, they think mayonnaise is too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my goodness, this crab bisque is putting me on fire.
Do you know a lot of elder that's beings and serve
paprika.
Them?
Paprika.
Spicy foods?
Turmeric.
Paprika.
God bless you. Cover your mouth.
That's a magic word against the elder beings.
Like, ethnic food.
I only do salt and pepper. Where's your nearest McDonald's? Chicken tendies.
All right, so how are you enacting this crazy batshit plan of yours?
Well, we're going to get all the materials we need.
We're already down a goose, so...
Well, no, I'm the new goose.
We're just going to call him Goose?
Call me
Maverick.
We
got all these bird feathers. We're just going to tape them to him. Disguise, Father.
I suppose we could make you look like a goose for some reason.
Goose me up, Daddy.
I don't know why the goose is so significant in this equation.
It is an integral part of this plan.
Fine. So he spends a while pasting feathers all over you and then, like, draws a little, like, goose beak on your face. Like, face paints you, basically.
Now honk for me, Goosey.
Yes, give us your best honk.
Honk.
That's the shit. No one's going to believe you're a goose. Those geese out there are going to eat you alive.
Don't look at me. I don't like it when don't nobody look at me.
Oh, you think those geese aren't going to look at you?
He's got performance anxiety.
Don't look at me.
Oh, he's going to be... He's fucked. How's he supposed to be an undercover goose?
Cocaine. Holy shit! It's so real!
Did he just become a goose?
He is the goose!
He's a goose. All right, you're up a goose.
All right, now take off all those feathers. We're just going to do this like normal.
Oh, I think these are permanent now.
Oh, well.
The goose is so stuck.
They had super glue. I mean, we could take it off.
Don't.
It's going to
hurt.
Well, just wait for it to rain, which it looks like it is beginning.
Yeah, but that's blood.
Oh.
Not yet. It's just raining. All right,
we have wasted enough time. Let's go to the church and nab us a fishman.
All right, well.
You're at the church.
Well, we need to go to the insane asylum.
Jesus Christ, I need
We're coffee. Going back.
Sorry, I get confused because of the concussions.
We'll go back in time.
So in your time traveling back to the insane asylum, it's now raining fairly steadily. There's no lightning. It is pretty windy.
Wait, we attached a harpoon to our car?
Where did you get that?
No,
it was in the basement.
There is not a harpoon gun in the basement.
It's cannon.
Roll for
it. In fact, it's a harpoon cannon.
We got it from Sven's harpoon appearance.
There is not a harpoon gun in the basement.
You didn't let me pick higher, though.
That's not what I was rolling for.
That's fine.
There is a single feather and a shadow of something that looked like it might have been a harpoon gun at one point.
The goddamn goose stole
our harpoon gun.
Just hear in the distance a, huh?
That ain't no goose. I'm a goose.
So yeah, so there's no harpoon gun in your basement.
Who are you going to call? Goosebusters.
What if we tried to summon our own elder being?
Oh, and we have them fight like Godzilla and King Kong?
Yeah, exactly.
What elder beating?
What elder beating do you want?
Who are you going to call?
I don't know.
Jesus?
Mars.
Oh.
Ra?
Dr. Manhattan.
Ra?
Mars, Kratos.
Are you saying
I'm
going to
summon
God?
The Master Chief.
Well, yeah.
Doom Guy.
But
he could do it.
Well,
Doom Guy could definitely take these guys
on. We have evidence that they're not actually gods, but may have been
the Roman
outsiders.
The Roman deities?
Well, they could be Greek, too.
Could be Greek.
Okay. So you have proof they exist?
We're going to summon Zeus, he's going to have sex with animals for some reason. I don't know. He just does that.
No, he's going to be an animal and have sex with people.
Yeah, damn it, I always get that wrong.
One of them was a goose, wasn't it?
Yep.
He turned into
it's
a goose.
It's a full circle now.
He's a goose and he raped some girl.
The goose is Zeus.
Well done.
Come back, Goosey.
Huh.
Come back, you bearded, majestic, bestiality fan bastard.
Goosey, come back.
Any kind of
you can spread your wings
on me. There is something.
Could work. I got a book full of stuff I haven't read.
All right, well, read it now.
Take your time to read it.
But make sure you read it out loud.
Okay.
I got a question for the voice in my head.
Ah, me too. But
yes, child.
Oh, bye.
I'm going to wait to see what Montana Jackson does.
Well, I got a 23. To read the book I haven't read.
So there's nothing in the book about specifically summoning, like, Greek gods or anything like that? But
well, I said elder beings, outer creatures.
There are ways to summon other elder beings, though you don't know if they'd be particularly friendly to your cause.
There are some known in the mythos that are not completely trying to murderize us.
Some are neutral-ish.
But would they be opposed to Cthulhu?
God bless you.
Depends.
You cover your mouth, that's cool.
And would they be as strong as Cthulhu?
Does everyone have
as long as we have
a cold? Why is everyone sneezing?
A distraction.
I think there's a gas leak.
Cthulhu.
A gas leak?
Gengar.
Haunter.
We keep going over this again.
Haunter.
I just don't understand.
Haunter?
It's a goose ghost.
Mess with the chonk, you get the honk.
So what are you doing?
So that'd be plan B.
Okay.
I want to start setting up for that.
Okay. So yeah, so you can set up the church for like a summoning.
Who are we going to summon?
Yeah, which particular?
The king in yellow?
I don't know. Elder being, would you like
Carcosa.
To summon?
I don't know.
King
I don't
yellow?
Know who they are.
Old
like me.
DM.
Me, I don't know. Montana knows.
DM.
Yes.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, would the Book of Thoughts help?
I thought it was the Book of Thoth.
Sure.
That is to cast spells that are like controlling
thoughts.
Elements.
It's to cast hookers. Controlling elements?
Yes.
No. It's to
so
control hose.
Huh?
I can make fire?
You could control fire. You can't make it.
So if I have a lighter, I can control fire.
So Melton is trying to be a firebender now.
Oh my, there's so many.
Yeah.
Elder gods. It's just a bunch of names. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot. You have to...
Cholulas.
Cholulas.
Chalupas.
Oh, yeah, the cowboy hat pigeons.
They're just a bunch of names to you if you don't know who they are. So you could just do like a phone book and just pick one at random and
hold
hope
on,
that it works
out. Hold
on,
can't we just have a party line with all the outer and...
Hold on, we're adding you to the line.
Oh, hey, I think we already know one of them.
Dagon?
Yegditha. He is known as the incandescent one.
I don't know him.
The yellow man.
He looks like
this. I don't know what that symbol means. Don't point that at me.
He looks like that.
Oh, yeah, we could summon him.
I don't think he's strong enough, though.
D
I mean, couldn't Montana spend?
He's the firstborn of Nodens, the Lord of the Abyss.
Tedward knows Yig.
Is there any way I can contact Yig?
You know how to contact Yig.
I do.
I don't see Yig on a list of the benevolent ones.
Oh, he's neutral. No, he's not benevolent.
Oh, we want benevolent.
He's
right?
Neutral.
What about Hypnos? He can just make the sneeze man think he's a rabbit or some shit. I don't know.
Is that what he does?
I don't know. I'm reading about it right now. Okay. He's the Greek god of sleep. He will put him back to sleep.
That could actually
that could
work.
Be someone else's
that would
problem.
Actually work.
Although Cthulhu apparently has very strong psychic powers.
Yeah, we know that. Does he?
Does who know that?
Cthulhu? Does he know he has strong psychic powers?
I'm pretty sure Cthulhu knows that, yeah. So yeah, you could... So you just want to talk to him? You don't want to summon him?
No, we don't want to call Hypnos. He went a little crazy, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, but his name is Hypnos.
So if you get,
I'm going to remove myself from everyone.
Like the offering plate, but you fill it with blood of an innocent...
Where are we going to find one of those?
And then get yourself a snake. You should be able to do it pretty easily.
In New York?
There's a zoo. Just steal a snake from the zoo.
That seems like too much.
There are snakes around.
Or you can...
I think getting the blood of an innocent is going to be harder than getting a snake.
Yeah, this is New York City.
You guys would think that, but you're wrong.
There's also... I mean, you could also just go out anywhere and find a snake outside of the city... You can also go to, like, a...
That's too much time. We don't got to...
Black market pet dealer.
Oh, like the pet store across the street from the
sure.
church?
Sure. Maybe not across the street, but...
It's
near.
By Sven's.
Nearby. They might have snakes.
Okay, we got to make a decision. Are we just going to grab a fish man and talk to him? or are we going to try to summon an elder god?
Yes.
We could do both at the same time.
You're technically right. Well, why do they have
we could
to
have,
be mutually
we
exclusive?
Could have,
yeah, I was
team
trying
fish?
To...
fish? And team summon.
I was trying to have summoning be plan B if getting the fishman to talk didn't work.
That's true. You guys could summon as we try to get a fishman. Or at least get your stuff together if this doesn't work.
So we're saying split the party?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who's doing what?
Summon.
Summon.
Fishman.
Fishman.
Hold on. Let me roll for it.
Fishman.
I'm a summon.
Okay. And Fishman for...
Fishman was my idea.
Okay. So 2-2. All right. Let's see here who's going to go first. You know what? We're going to have the Fishman go first. So summoners, depart first.
Take a back seat.
Yeah.
Depart?
Where the fuck's Phil going?
Unless you have walkie-talkies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we do.
I mean, you could be communicating through radio the whole time. Just like, this is what we're doing right now.
I've made a series of cans and ropes.
So you guys get in the car, and I assume you're heading towards the insane asylum, or are you going someplace else first?
Well, we need to get us a harpoon, or maybe just a javelin with some rope on it, and Tedward here could throw it.
Well, you know Sven would have all of the things you require.
For
a nominal
fee.
I already know
Sven's Emporium.
Okay.
Everybody knows Sven.
Okay, well, you don't have to humble brag about it.
Okay, you head to Sven's Emporium. It looks like it's really expanded in this last...
Oh, is Sven doing well?
He's doing great right now.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm always worried about Sven and getting murdered by all the husbands of the wives he...
No, he kills them.
The wives?
Yes.
Got it.
All of the above. He beats the husbands to death with the wives. That's the deal.
Well, it's a different culture wherever he's from.
Yep. So, so Sven is, happens to be outside when you guys pull up. He's sort of closing down some of the outside shops because the rain's getting pretty heavy.
Sven, I said Sven. Yes, my name is Sven. Well,
goddamn it.
Sven, I said, we would need to come here, me and my compatriot here, who's going to talk from now on, is here to, buy us a harpoon gun. And maybe a fishing net and a pulley system with some heavy rocks. Well, I have all those things, you know. Well, but the fee is going to be a bit hefty because those rocks are pretty hefty.
So how much are we looking at these days, Sven? How you been? You good? I haven't seen you since I did jobs for you a couple years ago.
Oh, yes. You were a little smaller then, but business is booming as always.
I see you expanded.
Although, oh, yes. We now are in the construction business as well as the aqua construction business, where we build rigs out in the ocean. They're floating, and we're trying to put a telegraph wire from New York City to London, which will take some doing.
Well, it's always good to have dreams, and I always believed in you. That's why you were the best job I ever had. So how much are we looking at?
Oh, well, at least $20.
Do you accept bags of pennies?
Perception check, Tedward.
He has a gun to your head. 14.
You notice that Sven has those little teeny tiny like red cutty marks.
Oh, he's got the medallion.
Yeah. He doesn't have it on him.
I know.
He's got the marks.
And I'll show him my marks as well. Hey, look at you. We both got marks on us. And I believe even Milton's got those marks on us.
Yeah. Sven will have no recollection. Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about. I got those wrestling electric eels. Well, also, good night.
Okay. So do you have $20 to give him? Between either of you? Do either of you have money?
He does.
Do you?
Milton's got money. He's a doctor.
Okay. How much money you got? Have you written it down?
We never established it.
Roll D100.
So I guess Montana's just been hoarding all of your money because each of your characters died and well, just passes
Kvert,
to the next
person. Had hundreds of dollars.
He did. And then Kvert died and it went to the next person.
I rolled an 81.
So you have $81.
Nice. So, yeah, all right, I got a 20 here. Do you think you could help me strap it on my car here? Well, I suppose so. I've got this bolt gun for $4 more.
40.
Labor.
Yes, but my time is very expensive. And those nails don't come cheap. They have to be shipped all the way from Italy. So... it'll be another 20 to attach it.
No, I think I could do it by myself.
What, do you have some sort of Thor's hammer?
I mean, he's literally dressed like Thor with a hammer in his hands.
Yes, that's why I said it, because he's a little boy in a Halloween costume. It's very funny.
And I pick it up with a 22.
Okay, you pick up this big harpoon rig.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a great little costume I got here. As I do an intimidation check. I botched.
Okay. Oh, yes, yes. It's very, very heavy. You're very strong, little boy.
Oh, weird. It's an unlucky point.
That's fine.
Well, if you have nothing else, I must be going. I'm very busy.
Nothing terrible happens from your botch.
Yeah. It was intimidation, not a strength check.
He poops his pants.
I know, but you could have been scared and ran away or something.
Meh. And I'll put it onto the car.
Okay. So it's just sitting on the trunk of the car.
He gave us mounting equipment too, or no?
Did he?
Didn't you
for
ask for
$4,
that?
I sell it to you. For $20, I install it.
So we bought it for $4.
For another $4, you can buy it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay. So, yeah, he gives you the bolts and whatnot.
And I take my time to fasten it directly to the car.
Okay. You do that.
And we got to break out the back window so we can use it.
Yes, I would probably say you do need to break out
the back
window.
I'll just hit it with the hammer then.
Okay, just shatters. All right. So yeah, you have a harpoon gun on the back of your car.
If only we had a shop vac, that'd be something.
What's a shop vac?
Get all those glass shards.
No, it's good for the fishmen.
Fish do love glass.
They love to eat glass.
Powdered glass. Bald glass.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you're just heading to the insane asylum now?
Well, we need fish food.
Well, I'm going to be the bait. We talked about this.
Ah, so I'm just going to fire the harpoon gun?
Yep.
Over your shoulder?
Like a continental soldier.
Okay. So, you... how far away... so, I'll say the distance on the harpoon gun is about 60 feet.
Well, let's get 50 feet from the door, then.
Okay. So, you park 50 feet from the front of the insane asylum... Gooseman.
From the front door.
Yes, the front door of the insane asylum.
With a harpoon facing the door.
Sure. And, so what's your plan, Tepper?
I'm going to stealth into, just stealth open the door to see if there's any fishermen in the lobbies.
You don't see any fishermen in the lobby. You hear noises sort of echoing through the building, though they're weird. You're not quite sure what they are. And at that point, we're going to take a break. Hello again, this is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now, we love doing the show for you, and we are always flabbergasted at the amount of support that you guys give us to keep doing this crazy show. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, but your donations definitely make this a little easier to put in all this work. So we appreciate it. So head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and check out all the different rewards we have. Part of the Patreon is the $50 level where we have a bi-weekly game. And one of the bi-weekly games we're actually doing live on Twitch every other week. So if you head over to twitch.tv/botchedpodcast, you can see that bi-weekly game that we do with some of the patrons. And starting in February, you're going to be able to see us do Patreon episodes and regular episodes every week on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Now, if you want to check out the rest of us on Twitch, I'm over at twitch.tv/worldsmostokaysdm. Phil is at twitch.tv/imaginarynomad. And Tristan's at twitch.tv/... Oh, wait, he changed it. It's now twitch.tv/chonkydong. That's right, twitch.tv/chonkydong. Check it out. Back to the show. And we're back. All right.
So I honked pre-break.
Okay. The sounds seem undisturbed. So it doesn't seem like anybody heard you honk. Or it was such a good honk that they didn't think anything of it.
Okay, so I'm going to go. There's a front desk here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and find the PA mic and get on the PA for the entire insane asylum.
Okay. Yeah, there is one.
And I'm going to honk on it. Push it in.
Give him some feedback, son.
I'm down here. Come and get my cute little goose butt.
Oh, you said that part?
I'm saying this now.
Okay.
Hello.
Because you honked and they were like, oh, that's a goose.
Nope,
I don't know why it's on the PA system.
I'm a little cute little orphan goose looking to get stuffed.
It sounds like the sounds have stopped. At least all the sounds that you were hearing before have stopped. And it's eerily quiet.
Here I am, outside of the insane asylum, right through the door. Come and get me. And I'm going to make my way to the front door.
Okay, I mean, you're right there at the front door.
Yeah.
But you don't see anything yet.
No, I know, and I'm going to close the door, and I'm going to continue talking outside the insane asylum.
So now you're outside the insane asylum with the door closed.
Yep.
And you're just talking.
Yep, so Melton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
When that door opens, take one moment to make sure it's a fishman.
Do a perception
and
check.
And take another moment to then fire.
I'm a perceive with a tan.
You can clearly see there are people in the windows just looking out and seeing you guys. They're like,
Are they people?
Why do they have a... Yeah. They're literally looking right outside the windows. Like, what are those dumb dicks doing?
God damn it.
With a harpoon gun.
Does the harpoon aim up towards the window?
It could, but all the windows are barred. So even if you harpooned them, you'd have to...
Squish them through the bar.
Yeah, you'd probably kill them, pulling them through a bar.
Hmm.
So...
Cute little goose butt.
Can you smash one of those windows for me?
Within a moment, they disappear from the windows.
Well, I guess we better start a fire right outside the door so they can still put it out.
Well, I guess that's true. If you start a fire, it'll come down.
Mm-hmm. It's raining. Mm-hmm.
Inside, right inside the door.
Oh, right inside the door. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have a lighter. That's Kanan. And I got the book of Toh. So I guess I'll...
Everyone keeps sneezing without covering their mouth. It's gross. You
Tedwood?
Disrespect me?
What? No, Tedwood. I want you to take this harpoon.
Okay, I get on the poon.
Okay. You're on the
I'm going to walk up to the door,
all right.
Open it up,
okay.
Flick my lighter, and read about this here book where I can use the firebending technique.
Okay. Roll me a d20. That will determine the strength of your fire use. There's no add to it. You just roll d20.
Eight.
you can manipulate it a little bit. So you're not going to, like, make a big giant ball of fire out of it or anything like that. You're just going to be able to maneuver the fire around a little bit.
Well, I want to maneuver it into the flammable things right inside the door, like that desk.
Sure, you light the desk on fire. It's currently on fire.
Is there a fire alarm I could pull?
There is a fire alarm you can pull.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, you pull it. It immediately starts ringing loudly. Just...
Anybody going to leave the building because it's on fire?
You don't hear anything. Well, roll me a perception check with disadvantage because there's a fire alarm going off currently.
How's a three?
You don't hear anything other than the fire alarm.
Well, I'm going to get outside the door then and get clear line of sight for that burning desk.
It's just getting darker and darker outside.
Oh, they're doing a summoning spell upstairs. Fuck. I noticed that.
Sure, you noticed that.
Oh, shit, we fucked up.
Yeah, that's why we should have burned this building down to begin with.
You hear a slight rumble.
Oh, fuck, Dagon's coming.
Like footsteps. Very, very large footsteps.
I want to make this fire bigger.
Roll to manipulate fire.
17.
Yeah, so you can manipulate the fire almost as much as you see fit. You can make it increase in size by quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to engulf the whole building.
I would say you can engulf the entire area that you're located in, but you wouldn't be able to, like, see the entire building to, like, get around it.
All right, so...
So the whole bottom floor that you can see is lit on fire.
Yeah. That'd be raging inferno.
Sure.
Cook those fish.
Sure.
No, we don't want to cook them. We need to grab one.
One of them is going to jump from the window.
No, they've already done their purpose by summoning Dagon again.
So...
We fucked up.
Well, we'll set ourselves back in time then.
That boom noise is getting louder as it sounds like whatever it was has stepped out of the bay, and you can see it towering over the very large building. It's a 5-story building, and it's taller than the building.
Fuck.
And, it, like, sees your car with a harpoon gun, looks down and notices smoke coming out, and then just takes his fist and just hits the wall and, like, puts its hand out and grabs all the fish people and, like, lowers them down to the ground so they don't get, like, on fire.
Shoot one of them while they're there.
I harpoon one of them.
You don't have the angle on it.
Because
you're that close
car.
To the building that you wouldn't be... You can just see him doing stuff.
Get me on the other side of that car, the other side of the building... I'm panicked.
Yeah,
I'm
going to run back to the car, get in the driver's seat.
So Dagon's going to start making his way towards your car now.
He's got a lot of steps on us.
He's got a lot of steps. His movement's quite a bit.
Oh, God, I feel like we need to reset again.
Well, the fire will eventually reset us.
No,
so
that's not. I don't
away.
Think that's how that's going to work. He's going to put that fire out. Oh, God.
So
if we only had a goose to distract Dagon.
Well, do I retain the 17 from before, or do I have to roll again every round for the fire bending?
You have to roll every time you want to do something different with it.
Oh, I think we fucked up.
Okay, well, I'm at the car, driving away from Dagon, but trying to go around the building.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop Dagon.
I'm
going to
kite him around the building.
Okay,
and
so
then...
your car's movement, so in one turn you can get almost the entire way around the building. Though he can see you the whole time you're going... So he knows where you're going. So I'm going to say you spend your turn driving around the building, the opposite side from where he is.
You can teleport, right?
He can, yeah.
I can with a partner.
All right, so shoot out one of the windows on the third floor.
Do I have an angle on the window?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can,
and then
you
I'll
can
drive
up to hit a window.
And I'll drive, ripping the window out. You teleport in, smash the thing, reset.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we want to do.
So I'm going to say it takes your turn to move around the building. You can have one shot to shoot at a window for right now.
Dun, 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 don't dun, throw away my
fire.
Shot. All right, I need to pick a D20 that I have faith in. This was my original blue die that I started the show with.
Okay.
It has never done me any good.
Okay.
But this time.
This time it will do me good. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is, what do I add to this?
Dex.
And proficiency?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's a gun. You know
it's
how to
a gun.
Use
you know how to use those. Point and shoot. It's got an aimer on it.
All right, baby.
So our proficiency is 4 and your dex is...
How's a 15?
It's a window, so...
I'm going to need you to re-roll that with your unlucky.
Fuck!
Fuck you!
God! Oh, baby. Oh, baby. That was the best roll this die has ever done. Quit drawing!
God damn it.
God. Oh, my God!
Damn it, I'm marking it down.
God damn!
So, yeah, you fire it. It definitely it hits one of the windows and manages to hook right between the bars in the window. So, since you both have done your actions, it's Dagan's turn, who just takes one step and reaches down and grabs your car with his one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's picking it up towards
That's
his
no
face.
Good. Does he pull the window out when he does that? Because the harpoon's only so long.
He does pull the window out of the wall. The whole bar, the whole thing just pulls right out. Actually, you know what? Hold on one sec. Yes, it does pull the whole thing out. There's nothing that snaps that rope like a goose or something like that with a switchblade. So the window
metal
pulls
cable
right.
Clearly.
Yeah. So so window's out. Dagan is lifting it towards his mouth. The car. So
I guess we should be in initiative now.
Sure. Yes, let's do initiative instead of having this turn order of you guys go first. Oh, I only rolled a 19.
Shit.
12.
Okay. Tedward?
16.
16. All right. First up will be Dagan, who will bite the car in half, at least.
Roll for it. Roll for it.
I'm rolling. You didn't botch, so he's going to put it in his mouth.
But what end of the car? The front
of the front
car?
End.
Oh,
front
no.
End.
Milton's feeling bad about this.
You might not be dead.
I might be. Can I reaction to health link us?
You could, I guess.
No, hold on. Don't help link us.
Last round, before the round change. I'm going to... It effectively doubles our hit points.
Oh, I thought that your life would now
no,
become...
No, it's shared.
It's a shared
yeah,
pool.
We share damage, so it halves damage, but you take it too.
Yeah. You both split your damage that you're about to take. And Tedward didn't heal from the last time you guys fought.
But I also... Don't want that.
Okay, no. And plus, it's a full action, and I was out of action. So let's not. Didn't
sure.
happen. Because you told me when I asked.
That's a lot
episode.
Of dice. How many dice is that?
11.
11 what?
Dice.
Those sound like D12s.
Oh.
Oh, no.
82
I'm
damage.
Yeah, I'm out.
As he not bites
dead.
The car right in half. You feel the heat of his breath. Just on your back as he chomps the car in half. He's still holding
What's
the back end of the car.
Like?
You smell like, or I mean, for you it smells like sleepy time.
It smells like white light.
Because you've been crushed in his jaws and you're being mashed into a pulp.
Can I see him?
His body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see him like stuck between his teeth.
Okay.
And most of his bones are not where they're supposed to be and his body's all mangled up. It's like a mix of, it's like, you don't know where the car started and
Swamp
he ended sort of thing.
Swamp
I told you we should have burned the church down.
Tedward, you're up.
I have a question.
Sure.
I don't have a question. I'm using
okay.
my
teleportation. Save yourself.
I'm taking my teleportation into that room.
You recognize where you are as the hallway between both of the crystal rooms.
Fuck!
You did it stealthily, though, so he doesn't know where you are, right?
So, I mean, you could spend your next movement to just go into the room and then attack it.
I will. I'll
okay.
do that.
So, as I said last time, now, these crystals are not nearly as charged
I
as before.
That.
So,
but even if he dies now, any time before.
Sure.
Unless it's three, it's 6 seconds.
So you come back to life.
Ah! He just relived. Swamp pie.
Over and over. All right, so
me.
So I need you to roll me a strength check as the lightning is hitting you, but it's not as bad as it was the last time. It's not burning you as horribly.
17.
You are muscling your way through it as you feel these burning sensations all over your skin. One more ought to do it.
That one's terrible. 8.
You feel like you haven't moved at all, but your skin is burning even more
mm-hmm.
as you are going to take... 14 damage.
Oh, boy.
What are you at?
How much health you got left?
I'm not telling you. Hold on. I got to calculate it, but it's not great.
Is your skin starting to bubble and boil and burn?
Okay.
You just need one more roll to
yep.
get here. And then an attack roll. It's not a botch.
Okay. That's not great either.
What'd you get?
A 9.
A 9.
Teen.
So with a 9, you also don't move, and the lightning's just getting more intense all over your body.
More intense sounds
bad. You
take
3 more damage.
Okay.
Ha. Ooh, you're lucky.
Yeah. I'm rolling a d20, so. So, what? Another roll.
Mm-hmm. We're going to switch die. I got all the juice out of that one with that crit 20 before. All right.
Yeah, kiss it. That'll make it better.
Yes, it did. It's an 18.
So you muscle your way up to it.
Yep.
So now you just have to roll an attack.
Okay, hold on.
Not a 1.
Not a 1.
What'd you get?
12.
Okay. So you hit it. Roll your damage.
Is he out of unlucky points?
Yeah, he's out of unlucky points. Oh. I would have used it already.
8. No, that's all right. 9 damage with the hammer.
Okay.
And then 6 electric.
Okay. So you hit it with the hammer, and it cracks a good bit. Like, 75% of this thing is cracked, and this light energy starting to, like, out of it, but it hasn't exploded yet. I need you to do one more attack.
You get 2 attacks. It's true.
I know. Yeah. I know. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
By the power of 4.
Oh, shit, God, yes.
Did you get a 2?
17.
Yeah, you hit it.
I did 17 damage. Plus 5 more electric.
Okay. So you hit it again, and this time when it explodes, you feel your skin just melt right off your skull. Milton has no idea what's going on because he's in sleepy land. But you cause this massive explosion, and you're immediately back in your beds.
All right. So how'd that go? Phil just left.
We have 5 minutes, Austin.
All right. Let's summon an elder god.
So, yeah. So what are you doing to ready this or try and summon a god, or are you just trying to get all the reagents together?
So
we need to collect some blood of an innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's
easy.
Yig, each one's different.
Oh.
So
we figured out that, like,
this church has paint, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got paint.
Well, all right.
We need paint. Let's walk the people, the non people that aren't listening to us do this through our plan.
Okay.
So, it has come to our attention that the Sneeze Man has a half-brother, and brothers like to beat each other up.
Haster, yes.
Don't say that name.
Oh,
we need that for later.
That's later. We're just going to say his name, and then he's going to be like, "What up, my boys?"
You think that's how that's going to go down?
He's basically like a frat boy.
Is he?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all, but he hangs out in Carcosa and probably smokes mad weed.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Yep.
All right.
And we're just going to be like, hey, man. Hey, yellow man. Your brother's coming to town, and he's kind of an asshole. Would you mind fighting him?
Okay.
And we will begin.
Y'all want to wrestle? Wrestle?
Wrestling.
There is a summoning ritual for Haster in the book.
Stop saying that name. He's him who is not to be named.
Sure.
He's the king in yellow.
The king in yellow.
Sure.
The yellow king.
There is a
yellow wolf
summoning
yellow
ritual
card
for the king in yellow.
Okay.
Requires 2 children.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, girl.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
2 middle-aged people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 30s.
Yeah.
Man, woman.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 elderly.
Okay.
Man, mm-hmm, woman. To all stand around a summoning circle that you'd have to do. And then you'd have to slit all their throats,
mm-hmm,
so that their blood pools into the circle.
Okay.
Speak the words. That should summon them.
Easy enough.
That sounds pretty simple. Where are we going to find this collection of... we're going to a Chuck E. Cheese's.
We got them all here.
Yeah, well, we got a direct line to an orphanage.
All right, so we can get kids.
So we can at least get kids.
Okay.
Maybe some middle-aged people.
Old folks home.
Yeah?
And then we need to find a nice couple.
Okay.
How are we going to get them to stand in a circle around the summoning symbol ritual?
I don't know how I feel about you guys murdering random people in
the
church.
Well, we have chloroform, so...
I mean, we can do it outside.
That would be preferable. I mean, I'm still not cool with you just killing randos.
I mean,
especially
it's
children.
It's them or all of existence.
All right, I'm cool with it.
He's cool with it? All right.
Well, all right, did they say anything on the ham radio while we were downstairs reading our book?
It's coming. We see, you hear them negotiating with Sven for a while, and then you hear them driving towards the.
They just held down the button the whole time.
Yeah, they're dumb.
They were butt dialing us.
They taped it down, so you can hear them. They're on their way over there right now. So you guys can collect whatever it is you're trying to do while they're doing that.
Sure, people. Right.
Let's get us some people.
Now, if you go outside, there's people around. Two. I mean.
I have an idea.
Go on.
I'm going to lure them in with my magic.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Hear ye, ye who walk the streets of this great city. Who lacks magic?
Nobody. They just keep walking.
I can levitate. Nobody. You got.
Levitate. Levitate yourself.
When you said that. All of a sudden, you have a crowd of people around you.
Hey.
At least 15 people.
Wow, this is a lot more people than than I expected would be interested in the mysterious ways of wizardry. Are they rolling to attack?
No, I'm rolling ages.
1 through 20. No elderly.
The group has a little bit of everything. Some kids. There's a 4-year-old. There's a 9-year-old. Looks like there's some people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 60s. And one person in their 70s.
So behold, as I astound you with my amazing magician tricks. I mean, spet magic.
Okay, they're enthralled.
Who wants to see me levitate?
They all raise their hands.
Okay, well, that's not the first trick. I'm just trying to spice things up. Okay, so I have this box of handcuffs and rope and duct tape. Get me with it. Just make me unable to move.
So a gentleman comes up and he just ties up your wrists and your ankles.
All right, now put the handcuffs on me.
does that too.
Cover my eyes with like a rope or something.
Duct tape.
Something. He pulls out a bandana from his pocket.
Blind me.
Blindfold.
Now someone take off a sock and put it in my mouth.
One person pulls out like a ratty sock and sticks it in your mouth.
Oh, that's exactly what
it's
I need.
Pretty gross.
I escape from them.
Just bloop.
Behold.
And they're all clapping and cheering.
Yeah.
They're actually, it's pretty middling applause. They're like, yeah, we wanted to see somebody floating, but okay.
All right, well, we all float down here eventually, but, you know, that's when you ascend to heaven and hang out with Jesus. But for now, I will amaze you with my otherworldly abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I begin to juggle gerbils.
Okay.
With an 18.
You do. You juggle gerbils. They're also not super into it. They're really there for the levitation.
All right.
They're just, it's middling applause. They're getting bored. Whatever. Yay, it's something.
Do I separate the people we need now? Yeah.
All right.
Bring him inside.
For the great, because of the risky nature and the great power that I must have and to wield in order to levitate, I need to have just the right number of people. If it's too many,
levitate one person.
I can only do it once per encounter.
Levitate one person and then get the rest to come inside.
Okay.
Who would like to risk life and limb to be levitated?
They seem slightly.
I'm overselling the. It's really not risky. There's no risk involved unless there's like a
the
low
child.
Flying plane. Perfect.
The 4-year-old wants
all
to fly.
All right, the kid wants to fly.
Bye, kid.
Gobbledygook, summon the spirits of the swamp and arise, child. And I levitate him up.
He's like, oh. And everyone's like, oh.
He's floating above my hand.
They're putting their hands below and above. They're like, what the?
I know, right? I'm a fucking wizard.
They're absolutely amazed.
Yeah, you're loving this.
They're just clapping and cheering like crazy. Astonished.
Ah, crap, I put him too high. Hold on. Come on down, buddy.
Floats back down.
Now, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, they're totally into it.
All right. Now, who wants to see something even more amazing?
By the way, Montana, you're monitoring that radio in the background, and they're not doing great at the moment. It sounds like they're having some issues. You hear some honking. Doesn't sound like there's a lot of things going on at the moment. A lot of talking between the two of them. Yeah, you can hear some fire. It's weird.
Hmm.
So back to you.
All right, so I'm going to need...
I'm waving my hand like speed up.
Okay, all right. All right, so for the next trick, it cannot be seen on the streets, for the international wizard police will show up.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we need to be secretive.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's totally a thing.
I'm going to need six volunteers of very specific criteria.
They're like, okay.
Don't ask why.
Don't tell.
You will find out eventually.
Okay.
It's going to change your life in ways that you were not expecting.
Okay.
Okay, so do I have these volunteers of specific criteria?
Yeah, they... Well, let me make sure.
Persuasion
of a 17.
Okay. The parents of the children were not super cool with it since they're not in the group that gets to go in. So,
oh, God, we're going to murder these kids.
So it's just two kids.
It's fine. Totally fine.
You got the elderly, man, woman, middle-aged, man, woman. Okay. And the rest of the crowd's just like, so, like, are we going to, like, see a trick afterwards? You got to go prepare. What's going on? Like, when do I get my kids back?
I need these specific individuals. We probably shouldn't do this on the street. It gets a little messy. Father Beers can suck it. We're desecrating that shit.
No, he said he was cool.
That's right.
Not in the church. He was cool with you doing it. Not in the church.
Now I'm going to need these individuals to join me around the back of the church where things cannot be seen. Maybe we should just go with the orphans for the kids. Cause
We're already here.
Fuck it. Let's ruin a family.
Okay. So they follow you behind the church.
Where no one can see you.
Nobody can see.
They're like, okay. They're super excited for whatever you're about to do.
All right. Now, this is a part of the trick that I get a little performance anxiety about, so please put these
blindfolds
on.
Okay, they do.
And so, I will position you.
Do I have to draw a circle or something?
Yeah, so it very similar to what, you know, runes look like in Full Metal Alchemist. You have like a transmutation circle sort of thing. So
okay.
Lots of interconnecting lines and whatnot.
So when he started to get these people to come together, I would have gone around back
You already did it. It is according to your book how it should look. And there's little circles where it, and they have symbols within the circles that tell you, Montana Jackson, which age and sex is supposed to go where. So you guys.
So can, I can position them.
Yeah, you position everyone where they're supposed to be. Okay. So they're like, all right, now what?
We must maintain complete silence.
No matter what you hear.
Do not make a sound.
Okay.
You will. This is going to forever alter how you see the world. Oh, yes, you are.
The four-year-old. Who can...
Oh, boy. Yep.
I can't wait to tell my parents.
Yeah, about that. My assistant here, who you can't see, but you can hear him. He will be, while I prepare for the trick, I mean, the magic, he is going to be positioning you.
You notice. But Father Beers is watching out the window with just, like, the most horrified look on his face.
I wave and smile at him.
He's not waving or smiling. He's aghast.
I thought it was a father.
Well, these people are about to be a ghost. All right.
Sleight of hand or stealth, your choice, to slit their throats quietly.
Sleight of hand it is.
Okay.
25.
You do. Ooh, that was almost a crit one.
16.
Okay. Also, cutting their throats, no problem. Two throats down. Blood starting to, like, pool in. They just collapse, like, into a heap. They don't make a ton of noise. You know, they'd be like, oh, what was that? I wonder. But he said, oh,
the magic is happening. Do not speak. The magic is marinating.
And when they hit, the circle starts to light up a little bit, and they can hear, like, this... Like this whirring noise almost. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, magic.
Shut up. I told you to be quiet. It ruins the magic. Okay. Who just talked?
Crit 20.
Yeah, just there goes that throat.
Mark it down.
17.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, two more throats down. That was the 4-year-old that you slit because that was the excited one.
I told him not to talk.
So now, excited.
It's an old man and a little girl. Who's getting which?
I'm taking out the
I'll
little
take
girl.
The girl.
Oh,
I'll
take the
I'll
old
take the
oh,
old man.
Don't fight for it.
Fuck it. 24.
20.
I guess there's nobody else to hear it anyways. So yeah, you slit their two throats. They drop it in the middle. The blood starts to pool and move sort of unnaturally towards the center. Mm-hmm. And then coalesces and starts to swirl. And then the circle itself starts to emit like light out of the ground. And as that's going on, you happen to notice in the distance a large pink explosion that starts to quickly...
They ended the world again, didn't they?
And as the light's getting brighter...
Oh, you sons of bitches!
And the explosion hits you and you all wake up back in the church a day prior.
You sons of bitches! We phenomenally worked our magic to summon the brother of the sneeze man, and you had to go and end existence again.
Well, what you don't know is that we accidentally summoned Dagon by accident, and he ate Milton.
He bit him in half
like a sandwich. What the fuck did you just say?
And at that point, we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by our lovely Patreon producers, His Lord and Majesty Big Jim, Zukari, He Who Is Steve, The Nuck, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinnerd, All Things Wisdom, Stiggy Lousy Apple, Sparkle Brony 69. If you have the time and the monies, you can support this little shit show also over at patreon.com/botchpodcast. Like our newest patron, Justin Smith, thank you for upping your pledge. And if you have the time, which we know you do because you're listening to this, head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest 5-starer.
Before I read it, I just want to say that this review is perfect for this episode. Botched in the good way, 5 stars, by Waffle Breakfast, November 20th, 2019. I have never seen such idiocy and people so happy about dying multiple times over. Thanks, Waffle Breakfast. This one was for you.
You can follow Gozer, who does our intro and outro music, over at Gozer_music at all social media. And as always,
as you park your harpoon gun car outside of an insane asylum and sprinkle fish food and the front door, scream botch. We'll hear you.
We'll sneeze you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
Our 5 is your 8.
7 now. We've
I don't care.
Evolved.
No, it's 8. It's 8 this time.
You're a goddamn liar, Tristan.
It was only the one time it was 7.
One time.
It's only happened to me one time.
It's never happened, I promise.
Today.
It happens to me all the time.